is the UR Business Network.
This is Irving Stackpole. Welcome to the Medical Travel Show. And it's my pleasure today to have with us Pramod Goel, the CEO of Placid Way. Hello, Pramod.
Good afternoon, Irving. How are you?
I'm very well. For those in the audience that don't know, Placid Way is a leader in the international medical travel and medical tourism sector. The company offers information and assistance to consumers related to medical travel and international medical providers, foreign treatment packages, and global destinations for health travelers. And with all of that being said, Pramod, I was wondering, what was it that first interested you in international medical travel?
That's a very interesting question, Irving. The first thing that interested me to join this foray was just understanding the globalization of various industries. With the past experience in the travel industry, as well as looking into the growth in IT industry, as well as manufacturing industry, the healthcare industry was always a localized industry. And we were anticipating at that time that at some point of time, this has to, the local barriers have to be broken down, and it has to become a global phenomena. And over the years, that's what we have seen, the industry evolving from being a small-scale niche player to coming into the mainstream. It's becoming a more globalized care. Patients are looking for not only the local doctors that are available or solutions, but they are also considering now solutions that are healthcare solutions that are available globally. So the breaking the local barriers in the industry, that was the first motivation of looking into what industries that are really still confined in the local environment rather than a global environment.
It is an interesting point that one of the mantras when I was growing up in healthcare as a young professional was that healthcare is fundamentally local. And indeed, you're raising excellent points about so many other sectors that have become globalized, and yet healthcare is still, in many ways, still very local. What do you suppose were the forces or the pressures behind this globalization of healthcare?
Two main factors that we have discovered so far that drives people towards globalization of healthcare. One, obviously, is cost. The cost has become the major phenomena, at least in the Western part of the world, where the healthcare cost is significantly higher than the Eastern part of the world or south of the border in case of in Latin America, for example. So the cost factor has driven the globalization very much, and that's what we saw parallelism. If you have to draw a parallelism between IT industry and manufacturing industry, the same thing, cost was the main driving force for globalization. Second factor we saw or are seeing at the same time is availability of a procedure. So in this regionalized medical tourism world, what we are seeing is if the procedure is not available locally, people will travel or willing to travel abroad or other places for the same procedure. For a case in point, stem cell not being available in U.S., people will travel south of the border or across the ocean for the same treatment. People in Africa, they don't have the local infrastructure, high-end local infrastructure, so they will travel abroad for getting orthopedic surgery, for example, or cancer treatment or heart surgery. So those two factors are the key factors we see and continue to see evolving as a major driver of globalization.
We see that as well, and in fact, the availability of, for example, advanced cancer treatments in one location will drive families to travel to receive those treatments in a destination location, even if they have to overcome barriers to travel, visas and passports, etc., costs, and even cultural differences and language differences.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. We continue to see again, people are not confined to their local environment because the knowledge they're gaining through internet, in primarily looking into a driving force that the internet is becoming a knowledge dissipator to the people. So they are getting exposed to the solutions that they never fathomed that are available, now being available, and hence they are trying to experience those solutions
right
across the board.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know that your organization, Placid Way, works with many, many providers, I think hundreds, in fact, of providers from many, many different countries. How do you select, how do you identify quality providers, and then how do you vet them? How do you make sure that they are as good as they say they are?
That's a very good question, and it's a very interesting question, because not a very clear solution in sight. As a company, we have decided that so-called we cannot be a police in determining who is right, who is wrong. There are a lot of accreditation bodies across the around the world. For example, there's JCI, there's ISO certifications, there are local certifications. So what our philosophy in this area is to first, the clinics, doctors, hospitals must be certified in their local accreditation, certified and accredited in local through their local healthcare bodies. So if the facilities are not certified by local healthcare authorities, that's a local problem that the country's health ministry should solve. Our philosophy is to make sure the facilities are fully accredited. The surgeons that are working in that facilities are certified to the profession they are working on. They are operating legally, so they have certifications that they can perform procedures legally in that particular country. And also then understanding their depth and breadth of their safety measures, looking into how they, so we have a formal qualification process before we induct anybody in our panel, so as to say. The qualification process has to, they have to meet the certification requirements. They have to have qualified doctors. They have to have procedures, safety procedures, just in case something goes wrong. We need to understand the infection rates and so forth in, of the hospital. So based on those qualification criteria, we process our discussion to the next steps. So that becomes our vetting process in the industry.
In a prior show, we had as a guest a professor from a prestigious medical school who was talking about the lack of standards, international standards that consumers could reference in seeking providers in foreign destinations. And it occurs to me that this is one of the value propositions that an organization like Placid Way offers to its consumers, as well as to the providers with which it works, that you take some of the guesswork and some of the risk out of the selection process.
That's correct. We do, since the vetting process is stringent from that perspective, also we have very strict policies. If the provider is not complying to the patient, it's not patient-centric and involved in practices that are unethical as well as not conducive, we will remove that provider from our portal.
Excellent.
So we will not do business with them.
Right.
It has happened to us before where we stop working with a particular provider because of the policies and procedures that were not in place.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree with the caller, the interviewer that you're talking about, that there is a lack of international authority, you can say, that meets the standards. The example I can give again from the other industries is ISO certifications and things like that, which became a global international quality standards, say, for example, in manufacturing and other industries. So there's the key factor that the foreign healthcare providers are struggling with is the cost, justifying the cost of getting certified through the international bodies like JCI, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the cost-benefit analysis has to be done on an individual basis. But if there is some kind of at least a minimum standard that can be established at a global level, that will be fantastic and further help everybody's cause.
Well, it's a fascinating point, and the lack of a standard to which consumers may refer in making this selection probably holds back some consumers from making a choice. I was wondering, have consumer patterns changed since you've been working and managing, working with and managing Placid Way? What do you see in what consumers are looking for?
Unfortunately, no. Consumer pattern has not changed dramatically. We have done a lot of research in this area ourselves in terms of trying to understand the consumer behavior, their buying patterns, and so forth. The main point that we are coming back again and again is consumer, especially from Western world, where they are looking outside the country, they are assuming the quality is there. So the quality discussion does not come into picture at all. The question comes is price. So an example I can give you is we did a controlled test where we had two facilities in the same country. One was a JCI, internationally accredited body. One was not. One was a locally accredited body. And we made the cost difference for this test very, very low. Cost difference was $100 for a surgery. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty obvious that if I'm an American patient, I will go to the point we were trying to drive in the test is automatically the choice should have been a JCI accredited body. In this case, the patient chose $100 less facility. They didn't care about the JCI certifications because they assumed the quality is same in the two facilities. After we the case was closed, we asked the patient their reasoning, and even with our recent survey of the consumer behavior, we asked the same question 10 different ways. It comes down to price.
Right.
So to answer your question, it's an unfortunate, you know, consumer behavior is very, very motivated with two things, rather three things. One is how they find the information, how they gain the knowledge initially. Second thing is customer service. And on top of everything is price. So if somebody is sweet talking to the patient and able to provide the solution they're looking for at the right price, the patient will choose that over accreditation concerns.
Right. Well, we've worked with providers in destination locations, and they have struggled with justifying the cost of securing an accreditation like you referenced Joint Commission International.
Correct.
And it can cost $50,000 to $250,000 or even $300,000 and some number of years to acquire this accreditation. And if consumers, as you point out, are going to not choose the JCI accredited institution for a $100 price variation, it would be very difficult to do cost justification on that ground. You'd have to have an awful lot of consumers choose you at that price point in order to cost justify the investment in accreditation.
I 100% agree with that. There may be a different opinion from a third-party payer perspective, which is still in this, that industry is still evolving in the medical tourism area, where if there's a third-party payer, they may require a particular facility to be certified, and that hence they will do only business with a internationally recognized certificate, accredited body.
Right.
So that may be a different point of view compared to if you go to the consumer level, direct consumer level, where we deal mostly with, is very insensitive to that point.
Well, here at the Medical Travel Show, we'd like to believe that our forum is broad enough to accommodate many different opinions on all of these issues, and yours is certainly respected and appreciated. I wondered, what are the – so medical health and wellness services break down into types of services and regions. I wonder where you see, what types of services do you see the greatest or the fastest growing demand for?
Overall, globally, we see the fastest growing demand globally is stem cell for chronic diseases. We continue to see a upward trend around the globe, whether it's America, Canada, Middle East, Africa, Asia, Europe. We see a consistent increase in demand as the knowledge of that of the stem cell solutions to treat chronic diseases becomes more and more evident. This is again validated by our forward-looking survey that we conducted on the consumer that why they will travel abroad. The second highest one was, stem cell slash chronic disease treatment because the local solutions are not available generally. In the regional side of the story is from North America, people will travel for cosmetic, dental, stem cell, obesity, and orthopedic, and fertility. Those are the top six procedures, you can say. Whereas from Africa and Middle East, people will travel for more serious conditions like heart cancer, transplants, because those infrastructure, orthopedics, those infrastructures are not locally as advanced as in other countries where they can easily access those. So it's a very regional solution. The demand is very, very regional for specific treatments.
Right. Is the current situation with regards to the Ebola outbreak, is that having an impact on travel in and around Africa?
Yes, it does have an impact. A lot of countries are putting more restrictions for people coming from specific regions like Liberia and other places where the cases have outbroken. So there are more travel restrictions that we are seeing increasing for people who travel from those countries.
So the same benefits that accrue through globalization, we can also say equally that there remain risks and challenges associated with globalization.
Absolutely. There are many, many risks and challenges, not only outbreak like what we are talking about. We had some issues in the past years with Superbug. We have issues where people are using this as a vehicle to escape and enter new countries. For example, we have seen in part of Europe people from different countries trying to use this mechanism to obtain visas, medical visas, to enter different parts of the world. So there's a lot of fraud also that is evolving along with the industry. So there's definitely a lot of challenges and the risk for us to consider.
As we lurch forward to a world with greater levels of globalization in health, dental, and wellness treatments, what sorts of areas and what sorts of encouragement can you offer for folks who are in the sector as we are?
You mean from the medical provider side?
Yes, from the provider side.
Provider side, my advice will be is increasingly very competitive industry. There are many, many solutions that are available across the board. In our estimate, there may be over 40,000 medical providers that are competing in this industry over 60 countries.
Wow.
So the competition is fairly significant. No one is alone in the business. And unfortunately, everybody's relaying the same message. I'm the best provider, I have the best doctors in the best country, cheapest price compared to American prices. So from the consumer point of view, the message is quite blended. They cannot differentiate between a provider A to provider B to provider C. So it's very important for providers to really understand the consumers that they're trying to reach and how they're going to reach them. Because if everybody is going to say, I'm the best, consumer doesn't know who is the best.
Right.
They cannot differentiate them from one to another. So it's what is happening right now, it's becoming more of a price war. Because a consumer is going to choose a solution based on price rather than what the center does or has capability of. Because everybody's saying the same message.
These are all the hallmarks of a truly early stage sector. Individuals not knowing how to judge. But of course, early in the deployment of many different technologies and solutions like computers, we know that IBM succeeded, for example, not because it had the best computers, but because it offered a total solution. And in many ways, your company, Placid Way, is an example of that kind of total solution because you understand how to differentiate. You take some of that burden off of the consumer choice. You've raised several excellent issues, Pramod. I knew you would, so thank you. And I wanted to ask you if you could please, if members of our audience want to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Best way to reach is going to be our website, which is www.placidway.com. Placid, PlacidWay.com, or they can reach me directly at 303-317-3607, or they can through email at info@placidway.com. So those are the ways they can reach us to explore more options.
That's terrific. I really do appreciate your taking the time to join us today. Once again, our guest today has been Pramod Goel, the CEO of Placid Way, and this is Irving Stackpole, and you've been listening to The Medical Travel Show.
The UR Business Network. We mean business.